This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. 7:19 a.m. Tuesday, the 22nd of September. And in round about half an hour, we're going to be taking a look at proposals for anti-hopping legislation. And we're also running a poll on the subject, asking you what's the best way to stop party hopping culture. Is it an outright ban? Is it automatic by-elections? Is it that the party owns the seat? Let us know. We've had just under 50 votes so far. And we're going to be taking a look at that result in about half an hour. But in the meantime, let's talk about occupational safety, particularly at construction sites. Now, the developers of the Souk Highway project, so Project Lintasan Kota Holdings, or ProLintas, which is wholly owned by PNB, they've issued a stop work order on the construction of the highway after an incident on Saturday, which saw a concrete wall slab fall and hit a car along the MRR2 in Bandar Tasik Selatan.
So the driver of the car, 25-year-old woman, was just inches away from certain death, right? But instead escaped with just an injured left hand, thankfully. Since then, the government and I think Putrajaya Department of Occupational Safety and Health, they have been ordered to probe the incident.
So for more on this morning, we have on the line with us Tan Sri Lilam Thai, chairman of the Alliance for Safety Community, an NGO promoting safety and awareness. He's also formerly chairman of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. Tan Sri Lilam, thank you for joining us. Now, the growing number of incidences related to the construction industry is troubling, with the latest suitcase being a prime example. Why do construction incidents like these keep happening?
Now, generally, there is a lack of commitment to the good practice of safety and health at the workplace. And for those who are involved in the construction industry who claim that they have put in place a good safety system at work, but unfortunately, it always falls short of expectations when it comes to the implementation of the system. There's also poor supervision and monitoring by those responsible at the work site. There has yet to be a total safety culture in the construction industry.
And what do you mean by a total safety culture?
Now, the total safety culture actually means that from the start of planning, they must ensure that the planning and the design of the project must include elements must take into consideration all aspects concerning to safety and health. Then, of course, next comes the implementation of the project. Now, this, as I said, it involves the contractors, it involves the subcontractors, it involves the workforce. And every one of them, I would say, has a very important role to play to ensure that they must not only pay lip service to safety, but they must ensure that they practice it, they must ensure that they monitor it, and to also making sure that everyone who is at work will be able to contribute to this total safety culture. And of course, last but not least, I think total safety culture also means that they will also include the aspect of the maintenance of the project after it has been completed. Because maintenance is very important, as it has been proven that the lack of maintenance may also be a factor that contribute to accident.
But don't we have regulations and ISO standards to ensure there is a safety culture in construction sites?
No. Well, I would say, of course, when you talk about safety, we require laws. The laws, for example, in our country, we have the Occupational Safety and Health Act. We have the Factories and the Machinery Act. And we also have the CIDB, Development Act. And also there are so many other regulations that are being formulated and signed by the minister responsible. So you need all these laws to ensure safety. And as I said, these laws and regulations must be put into practice. But having laws alone does not this guarantee you a safety lift culture. A safety lift culture must develop from within. That is, the people who are disconcerned, you know, with the project, with the development, they themselves believe in safety and health. They themselves are passionate about safety and health. They themselves, they realize that it is incumbent upon them to do everything possible to prevent an accident. And last but not least, it is also their responsibility to ensure not only their safety, but also the safety of their fellow workers, the safety of their colleagues, you know, at the construction site.
So who bears the fault of these incidents? The construction worker themselves, the construction company, or the enforcement body?
Well, I would say that everyone involved has to be responsible, whether it is the worker, whether it is the company, or whether it is enforcement organization. Everyone is responsible. So I think it is important for everyone to realize that in the construction industry, there are various stakeholders. And all the stakeholders, they must be equally responsible.
Does COVID-19 have any bearing on this issue?
I think this is a very interesting question, largely because we know that the impact of COVID-19, you know, on the business sector, on the economy, and on the country as a whole. Now, because of this COVID, there is a tendency, you know, on the part of some developers, some contractors, to consider the issue of cost cutting. Now, but I would also like just to mention here that, of course, there is nothing wrong for the business community to look into cost-cutting measures in order to ensure, you know, that they can stay in the business, in order to ensure that they can survive. You know? But when it comes to safety and health, I would strongly advise that they should not do anything to cut costs. Because cost this cutting at the work site, especially when it is related to issues concerning, you know, incidents or accidents or to the safety and health of the workers. If at all an accident occurs and if there is an injury or loss of life, I think the consequences that they have to bear will be much more severe, in the sense that the authorities will move in, there's going to be a stop work order.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Tan Sri. That was Tan Sri Lilam Thai, chairman of the Alliance for Safe Community, an NGO promoting safety and awareness, as well as the former chairman of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. And I think, you know, he makes a point there about the realities of the situation in amidst this COVID-19 pandemic. At one point in time, a lot of construction companies had total stop work orders. Most of them are now behind on projects. They've some of them have fallen into the red, and cost-cutting measures have had to come into effect. But at the same time, you just simply can't afford to cut corners on safety, because if, say, you know, this near miss accident on the Souk Highway had been a fatal accident, how much more severe would the repercussions be for the company and for the people involved?
Yes, the penalties could hurt, right? So this cost cutting thing means less eyes and hands to check on work. So, but you need to have you know, a certain kind of investment to ensure there's that culture and commitment to safety, and really it's a commitment to excellence, right? Following all these ISO standards.
And I guess now we'll have to just watch and see how the investigations go. I mean, there were plenty, as we mentioned earlier, the government, the Putrajaya Department of Occupational Safety and Health has been ordered to probe the incident. So I guess we have to wait and see what their findings come up with and what actions are taken thereafter, because this is not a small thing, right? A few inches to in one direction or the other, and we could have seen death here.
Absolutely. And I think the Works Ministry has also called for a meeting with the heads of construction companies today. So hopefully we'll see some news out of that as well. But right now we're about to head into the 7:30 news bulletin. And up next, speaking with journalist Andrew McGregor Marshall for a view on the protests happening in Thailand. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.